Look, this is a substantial investment nationally. Obviously, we have a number of locations in Donegal that will be getting hubs, and they've been identified as far away from Malinhead to Kilcar. And the important thing here is for Donegal as a county, there's $128 million been invested, and we will be looking at a planned rollout, and this information will be gathered over the next few weeks where people will be out inspecting and also finding out what's the best way of rolling out this broadband plan in as quick a fashion as possible.
Now, there have been a lot of false dawns, as it were. I'm sure from your point of view, you would like to see this, I suppose, up and running as quickly as possible.
Yeah, look, there's been a lot of conversations already about this plan. It's a considerable investment. It's a big, big impact in terms of the budgetary decision for our country, nearly a €3 billion investment. And now that the green light has been given, it's about rolling it out. So initially, there's over 12 hubs in Donegal, for example, and these are located in community centres and different public centres to ensure that there's access and there's wireless access for these areas. But ultimately, my message is, and this is with my Minister for Education hat on, is areas where that are under pressure with numbers in schools and declining numbers in rural areas. This is about encouraging people to come and live in rural areas where they will have access to this broadband infrastructure. But secondly, it's a challenge to the major companies that they don't have to be located in the big populated areas. From remote working to setting up smaller scale digital hubs, and we've got a number of them now around the county. And it's a good day for rural Ireland, and it's an important milestone in saying that we need to build on ensuring that people can stay, work, and live in their rural areas.
Do you think then that it effectively means that the plan may save rural parts of Ireland? We know that a lot of towns, small villages, in fact, you know, have effectively closed up at this point.
Well, look, this is a positive injection. This is a statement of intent that there is a vibrancy and there is a demand by people to live in rural areas, and this is a message of intent that people can't just live without having work in rural areas. And we've actually got great examples already in our county where major companies in Letterkenny have already decentralised into our rural areas. That means that people are travelling less time in their cars, less expense in travelling to work on a day-to-day basis. So this is about ensuring that for this generation and future generations, we have a vibrant and a place where people can live, and also a place where they want to live and they're not always travelling to the major urban populated areas.